27 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's the 22nd of Dhul-Hijjah. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1443. We focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, verses 82, 83 and 84. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us regarding Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, whose honorable name is mentioned 17 times in the noble Quran. When he reconstructed Masjidul Aqsa, then he begged and petitioned Almighty Allah. Chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi Habli, Mulka la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. It will not be granted to anybody after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Indeed, you are the best of givers. Almighty Allah blessed him with that kingdom. And here Almighty Allah is mentioning, if you want that hadith, it is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. So he had control over the winds, he had control over the birds, he had control over the jinn, over the shayateen, over Lucifer and his comrades and cronies. So yeah, Almighty Allah is informing us, chapter 21, verse 82, وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and some of the shaitan, the Satan, and all the bad forces and bad elements, some of them, they would dive into the ocean and bring for him the pearls, the rubies, and all those expensive things from the depth of the ocean and from the bed of the ocean. So these were the Satans and the Shayateen. وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, and they were doing other kinds of work for him. And وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ, and surely we were there to guard them so that they will not rebel against the command of the Nabi, the Prophet Solomon, King Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And remember, they would build the palaces, they would build the roads, they would do all the difficult, hard labor, and they had to carry it out. Otherwise, there will be severe, severe punishment and consequences for them. So imagine how Almighty Allah elevated Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Today, the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime of Israel wants to demolish and abolish Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the beautiful golden dome built by Abdul Malik bin Marwan, Ramadan in the year 72 after Hijrah. So, and they place it with Haikal Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. This is the figment of the imagination. This is their Hasbara, and Hasbara is propaganda in Hebrew. So therefore, remember, we on this Mubarak blessed day should make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa. All are infiltrated by the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Almighty Allah tells us, every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, you should know this lesson. There was a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. His biblical name, Job, J-O-B. So his name, honorable name, is mentioned four times in the noble Quran. Ayyub. Ayyub means the one who turns to Almighty Allah more and more. So nevertheless, he was leading a very, very comfortable life, business thriving, children excellent. And then he falls ill and sick for 7-8 years, according to what the ulama have written. And then he cried. He petitioned and begged Almighty Allah, when we are ill, when we are sick, our children are ill, then tell them to recite this dua and supplication. Wa ayyuba, wazkur ayyuba, and remember Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, iz nada rabbahu, when he cried to his sustainer, Narisha Allah, what did he say? So when we are ill, I am sick, you are sick, this one is ill, then the best dua, supplication, read from here. Anni masani yadurru. Ya Allah, this calamity, this disaster, this sickness and illness has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 21, verse 83. O non-Muslim, you also read. You don't know the Arabic, no problem. Job, peace be upon him, that's his biblical name. Cry to Allah when you have cancer, you have leukemia, you have so many other diseases and sicknesses. Say, Anni Masani Adurru, in English, O Allah, O Supreme Being, this calamity, distress, illness, sickness has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Now the time comes for shifa and cure. Urkut bi rijlik. Now you, the Ayyub alayhi salam, Job, you kick there into the fountain and Allah will let the water gush out, and then you start drinking from there. Almighty Allah will grant you complete shifa, complete cure. First the jabana lahu, we responded to him everywhere. Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun we to stamp his authority, a symbol of respect and reverence. Only we can do this. First the jabana lahu, we accepted his supplication. Fakashafna ma bihi min dur, and we removed the catastrophe, the calamity, the sickness and illness. Wa ataynahu ahlahu, and we gave him back his family. Remember that his children passed away, his business, everything was finished. So we replaced him with everything double. Wa ataynahu ahlahu wa mithlahum ma'ahum. The ulama have written that Almighty Allah blessed him with 16 children after his recovery from his illness and sickness. Rahmatan min indina, and this is the mercy from our side. We envelope anybody whenever we want to in our special mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. O Almighty Allah, you include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Wa dhikra lil abidin, and this is a reminder for those who worship Almighty Allah alone. Wa What a wonderful narrative regarding David, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, regarding Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, regarding Job, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. And then the elaboration, explanation, you will find in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us give you some international news and local news. International news, Biden, they say, I think he got the corona and the virus in the rogue regime of Israel. They say he's sick now, but his doctors say he took double vaccine and then he took a double booster. Biden, I'm no doctor, but I suggest and prescribe for you one big rooster and that will put you right. You blind or what? You went to Palestine, occupied Palestine, and they asked you, is Israel an apartheid regime? You said, no, it is a democracy. Every day they're murdering somebody. Every day they're arresting somebody. Every day they're stealing more and more land. In the West Bank, they went there now, and there were the buses and walking, and in six areas, they're stealing more and more. And you tell us it's not apartheid? You deserve what you got. Allah Ta'ala punish you in Ameen. This world and your regime for what you have done to our brothers and sisters in America, in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay, what you have done to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, what you have done to our people in Iraq and Afghanistan. All of you are war criminals, therefore you deserve what you got. Your own people are saying you will not fulfill and complete your term of 4 years. You're all at a disgrace to humanity. Therefore, we support Putin. Putin is putting you all in the right place. We needed a new Hitler. Putin, you keep on putting them and give them beans. We support you. But we make dua. Allah give you Iman and Islam. Haaretz newspaper carries an article yesterday. 15 years the siege in Gaza. How long is this going to continue? It is unacceptable. This is the democracy of Israel. That the people got no say, that the air, the land, the water, the sea, everything belongs to Israel. They can come and bomb and kill and murder whoever they want. They can bomb the media towers whenever they want to. That is the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel. You need to understand their tactics. Therefore, no way we salute you. There are 10 countries or more who have told Israel, go to hell. You don't come and tell us what to do. Israel told them that you must label the NGOs in Palestine as terrorist organization. They told them, we will never do this. So you are the terrorists. They didn't tell them that clearly, but it is understood, you know. Certain words are mantuk, are mentioned, and certain things are mafhum, are understood. So therefore, remember, more and more countries are becoming sympathetic to the Palestinians and understand what is really happening. In our own country, obviously there's no law and order. We have ministers sitting there on their laurels and thinking of Hadi. Our brother Adil Asmal, he became shaheed last night on the night of Jumu'ah. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant his family Sabre Jameel. Muhammad Gattu of India, he is critical in the hospital, in the clinic. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him Shifa Kamil. So may Almighty Allah have mercy on us in this beautiful country of ours, destroyed by our government, hopeless, useless, incompetent and impotent in every field. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O Almighty Allah, you are the best of protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, is the most merciful one to show mercy.
Somebody says here, Ustad, before I pose a question, somebody says here, Ustad, that my friend was stabbed in his neck by protecting me, Ustad, yesterday, and he passed away. I was the guilty person. My friend didn't hear the whole story. Did he pass away as a martyr or as a son of Ustad?
Remember that when he was stabbed, and he's not the guilty party, so he has been killed, mazloom, oppressed. As long as he passed away with Iman and Islam, then remember that he will be considered a shaheed. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, then lawnuhu lawnu dam, the blood that will be oozing out to me and you will look like the red blood, but warihuhu rihul misk, the fragrance that will emanate from him will be the fragrance of musk. That is what the Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us. Yes, he passed away a shaheed with a proviso that he passed away with Iman and Islam. And if you are guilty, then you must admit to the authorities you are guilty. Don't go look for some sharpshoot lawyer and so forth and say that no, that I committed murder, but let's call it manslaughter. I committed rape, and let's call it sexual assault. So don't play with words, gymnastics in semantics and semantics in gymnastics.
I see Bobby says, Ustad, have you seen the clip, AK, of Mr. Julius Malema? At least he's a straight man, Bobby, Ustad.
Yes, I saw it. Politicians, they speak horses for courses. Didn't he say he will die for Zuma? What do you say now? So remember, the rest is understood. So think about it properly.
I see Sister Abigail says that I think Biden, he's inhuman, he's selfish, and he's day welcome, AK, for killing innocent mothers and children in Palestine. Abigail, Ustad.
100%, all of them are war criminals. You must remember, from Bush time, you know they opened Guantanamo Bay, and Obama promised the world, we will close it, but Congress did not allow it. So from that time onwards, you take America, from the time they are supporting Israel, from 1948, you know, the first country to recognize the rogue apartheid regime of Israel was America. So therefore, they are war criminals as far as we are concerned. Once you help and abet and assist them in their crimes, so you are an accomplice in that crime. Plus, their media always giving slanted news. Openly, a murder was committed against our sister, who's not a Muslim, Shirin Abu Akila. And what they say, no, it was unintentional. The bullet is too damaged. We cannot analyze it properly. Go tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. You think we're a bunch of idiots here or what?
Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, my question is, our government not bringing the death penalty and capital punishment back. It worked in the past. Crime will definitely go down. We need peace, security as we pay tax. We demand law and order, Ustad.
Remember that the pendulum goes from one side to the other side. When you had apartheid, apartheid was a crime against humanity, but the Afrikaner, they had some values and they had some religion in them. Not Islam, but they had Christianity in them. Therefore, they had these laws. Sometimes they would use it incorrectly. Innocent people were sent to the death and the gallows and so forth. So therefore, when the new regime came, freedom, freedom, so they said, no, it must be based on human rights, nothing to do with divine rights. And once they detach themselves from that, you must remember, that is the beginning of the downfall. So from 1994 till now, show me the crime rate, show me the rape rate, show me the murder rate, everything has increased. Your murder rate now is at 68 per day. Your gender violence has increased. And you got ministers for this. South Africa, if you look pro rata, has one of the most bloated government and ministers in the world. 90%, 80% of them good for nothing. And remember, nobody can fire them now. They're looking at the conference end of the year. So let status quo remain, because they want to be re-elected. Everybody looks at their own pocket crooked at their own benefit. No one interested in me and you. We like idiots have to pay the taxes. They will take everything from us and give us nothing or very little in return. What will happen next month, August? Your petrol price will skyrocket again. Your food price will skyrocket and people will protest and march. What we need to kick out this government. Remember, that is what I said, and I never ever voted for them, and of that I'm very proud, that I never voted for the ANC or for the DA or EFF. Remember, I don't consider any of them to do good for us as South Africans. Everyone is in it for themselves and not for the benefit of the population.
Well said, Ustad. I see Brother Derek says, AK, you heard about the Russian roulette. Did this start in Russia? These are people who challenge God's will. South African roulette is the best. We just steal everything in public and legalize it. Ustad Derek.
Remember, Derek, you are right that Russia, when they had their communism, their socialism, their policies, if you go and see how many people they martyred and so forth and killed, of all religions, not only Muslims, they murdered the Christians, the Jews, and whoever else they could get. So they have a very, very bloody history. There's no question about that. I've been to Russia and I saw some of the remnants and the relics in Moscow and St. Petersburg and so forth. However, with Putin coming into the scene, so now he's building good ties with the Muslims. He met with Erdogan. He met with the leadership of Iran. He meets with other guys and so forth. He realizes America now is dwindling and waning. Their influence is no more there. So let me fill that vacuum. So he has Russia. He has China. He has India. You know how much pressure America is putting on India, that you must now come more to our side. We don't agree with India on hundreds and thousands of issues, treating the Muslims as second, third, fourth class. But on this call, we agree with them. Modi and his regime are playing their cards very smart. They are building stronger ties with Russia. Why? They also have a hidden agenda. We can get gas from them. We can get wheat from them. We can get arms and ammunition from them. You know, Russia has the greatest amount of nuclear. So nobody is foolish, you know, that they will just sever ties and, you know, America will use you for their own agenda and so forth. South Africa, we are only good for scoring own goals. They had the World Cup and they told us South Africa will become millionaires and billionaires, and we were kicked out of the World Cup in the first round, good for nothing in soccer also. And what happened? That we became more. You look at all these stadiums, majority of them white elephants. So other countries score goals, my brother, you know, and South Africa scores own goals. You can call it Russian roulette or you call it South African roulette. That's up to you. They drink vodka there and here the people drink chuala.
Ustad, you know, our brother Bruce, he says, here, AK, when listening to your show, I want to become Muslim. But then when listening to Sir Jeremy Swaggart, then I want to become a Christian. Both of you claim your religions are right. You give me your version why Islam is the right religion for me. Bruce, Ustad.
Bruce, I have three responses for you. First of all of you non-Muslims, from the bottom of my heart, I really thank you. You wake up so early, you give us your ears, you're driving to work, and you don't listen to other stations. You say, let's listen to AK, let's listen to Ansar Radio, let's listen to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. We thank Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, grant this people hidayat. Show them the nur and the radiance. Don't give them DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current, that they have no direction. You're the only one who can do so. Right. Response number one. Now what you have to do, my brother Bruce, is this. You know, there is a person, Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah. He had a debate. Now, Didat is a master of playing with words. He don't say Swaggart. He say Mr. Swaggart. He styled it, you see. So, Mr. Swaggart, I'm telling you what he said. He said, Mr. Swaggart, you must go to your Bible and go to Ezekiel and go and read about the two adulterous sisters and read it now to the audience and I will give you $50, $100, whatever it is. To go listen to how Swaggart read that. You won't even understand. He felt ashamed. So you, Bruce, I gave you verse and chapter and everything. Go to your Bible. You're speaking about virgin. I'll speak about virgin just now. So, Bruce, you go to your Bible, Ezekiel, and go read the sub-chapter there, the two adulterous sisters. And you tell me if that is the word of God. You know what Sheikh Ahmed Didat did? You are in Durban, Bruce. You got the Sunday Tribune there. Go to Google, go to Sunday Tribune, to the archives. He took that portion from the Bible, two adulterous sisters, Ezekiel, and he sent it to the census board. You know, under apartheid, we had a census board. The census board had two dominees, two predicants, two priests, and he took out all the numbers. And he said, what is this? They, the census board, said, this is pornography. Mr. Didat, Sheikh Ahmed Didat, then told the South Africans that the South African census board is saying that the Bible is pornography. And that is their verdict. So what you say, Bruce? One, what he did with Swaggart, and one, what he did with the South African census board in apartheid. And in my books and my collection, my archives, I still have the cutting of Sunday Tribune. You go and ask them. You go and Google it. That's my first response. Second response, you're speaking about virgin. Which version of the Bible are you speaking of? You must remember in Christianity, they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused. What you say, Bruce? King James Version, New International Version, the Protestants have their own Bible, the Catholics have their own Bible. Islam, our book, our divine constitution, direct from Almighty Allah in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. We have millions of people who have by-hearted it. Maulana Arafat has by-hearted it with the help of Allah. I have by-hearted it with the grace and mercy of Allah. So my brother in South Africa, we can show you more than 10,000-20,000 people who have by-hearted it, male and female, and majority are not Arab, and it is in its pristine purity. This is the way and divine system to protect the text of the Bible. When I challenge the Pope, and I tell him, Pope, you read for me your Bible, your gospel, in the original language, revealed to Prophet Jesus, the answer comes back, there's no hope for the Pope. We challenge the chief rabbi of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. Oh, you, the chief rabbi, and that rabbi running around in Saudi Arabia, he calls himself the grand rabbi of Saudi Arabia. Herzog is his name. The Satan and Shaitan, that all this, another murtad bin Shaitan, MBS. That's a separate topic. So, when we challenge them, read for us the original Torah, by heart, they tell you, you anti-Semite. They will tell you that no, that you are not speaking the truth. So, which Bible you talking about, my brother Bruce? Which Torah you talking about, brother Bruce? There's only one truth, and that truth is in Islam. Therefore, Swaggart was disgraced after that. What happened to him? He was caught there in the hands of a prostitute. You know all that? Bruce, what do you say?
Subhanallah. Bruce says thumbs up, Ustad.
Thumbs up is not good enough. We have to make you Sulman. We have to make you Muslim. Whenever you're ready, we're ready like an ever-ready battery.
Ameen, ameen, tum ameen. Ustad, the listener says, I was a habitual gambler. I bought a house and cars and put my kids through school and secured business for them. I also went for Hajj with this money. All haram. How do I take everything away from my family now? Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, the Hajj, you get no reward for it with your haram money and so forth and so on. So what you have to do, today you're a millionaire, billionaire. They ask Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mal ismu ya Rasulallah? What is the definition of a sin? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, ma haka fi sadrik, that what you agitate your heart, your mind, it works on your conscience. So that is what's happening to you. You dislike to disclose it to the public. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. Today you have spoken the truth. So that's a good sign. You're showing some nadama, some afsos, some regret, some remorse. So my brother, think about it. Every meal you are giving your children, every meal you are giving your spouse, all haram. What good can come out from that? In front of who you want to show off and all this? Get rid of all those things. Your smart, smart houses, your smart, smart cars, your smart, smart TVs, and lead a simple life. And all the money you get, go give it to the poor, Muslim and non-Muslim. So that is what is compulsory upon you. Forget all the high life. You tried all that and you see it brought nothing but disgrace and humiliation, and you got no peace of life, nothing. So lead a simple life and get rid of, and what you owe people, you have to pay people. What you won in the casino, in the lotto, so all that give to the poor people. There are millions and billions of people who require money. Give them. Remember in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Palestine, and so many other places. So at least give them. You get no reward for that, but at least you will die a person with a good conscience and not with a tainted conscience.
Hussein, I got a question from Marlboro. They say, tell Mufti Saab, I heard some Muslims are what BJP? How true is this, Ustad?
100%. Money speaks all languages. You must remember that. Muslims will be everywhere. Quran said, "Yu'minuna bil ghayb," that you must believe in the unseen. Today, the people remember Muslims and politicians and scholars. Many of them in the world is no more "Yu'minuna bil ghayb." Is "Yu'minuna bil jayb," that how much money can I make? Does Pakistan government, what you think they are in? So you must remember that each one bought off by the Americans and the Western powers and so forth. So that is the sad, sad reality. Money is sweeter than honey. Next up, inshallah, we have Brother Uwais with the news, then Adhan, then Mona Khalid Yaqub, and inshallah 8:30 to 9, Molana Zahid will be interviewing Brother Salman Khan, and then 11:30 South African time, we will go to Makkah, and Sheikh Usama Khayyat will render the khutbah and salat. We will translate it, make dua. My Jummah is here in Bangla Wali Masjid, extension to Lanesia. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.